down to the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Has the city changed since you were a child? And how?
When I was a kid, we still had cows wandering the streets, if you want to call them streets. It was all gravel in those days, but it stuck a bell on their neck. And I mean, because we had so many little dairy farms around here when I was growing up. Maybe they only had, you know, a dozen cows, but one of my girlfriend's family had they lived on Silver, and they had a little dairy. And in the evenings, we'd go and help round those up. Well, there was just so much. Boys, nobody locked the door. And you could leave things anywhere, no one would ever take them. You just wouldn't do it, you know. It's just so different. Different now.
Okay, and you're still living in Burnaby.
Still, I've never...
You've never chosen to move?
I have never lived anywhere else. When we first got married, I guess we're still engaged, and we were thinking about buying a lot before we got married, because that's what young people did in those days. We did things in what I still consider the right order. So we were going to buy a lot, and Dennis had come from North Van, and he wondered if we'd like to go back there. We looked for lots there. But as a returned veteran, Burnaby gave us a discount, you'd call it, and for buying a lot here, so I really wanted to stay at Burnaby. So we looked around and found this one on Wellington Avenue, and got a good buy on it. Oddly enough, we paid, a quarter of an acre, and we paid about $25 less. And that was in 1946. And my parents had paid for their lot, quarter of an acre, two blocks over in 1927. And we paid less. So prices had kind of gone up and down in those years. So we stayed, and we thought that house was where we were going to live forever. And we lived there over 40 years, and then Metrotown came in, which I'll never like Metrotown, because it tore down my school, and it started the apartments around, and they just gradually came closer and closer like a plague. And finally, we moved down here closer to Deer Lake. As we always say, on the poor side of the lake, though. We're not on the rich side of the lake.
True. Okay. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.